Welcome to Too Many Tabs. It's the podcast where a husband and wife duo sit across from each other after one of them has done their research, also known as internet spelunking. But what's that? They've delved too deep.
Too far.
That a Balrog?
Don't get stuck.
No, it's not the Balrog. In fact, it is the whole entirety of Conservapedia. Oh, no. That's what this week's episode's about.
Wait, what's that?
It's about conservative Wikipedia.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You're about to learn all about it.
Too many frauds and too many scammers that we wish weren't real. Too many cons and too many spammers, and we're starting to feel like we've got too many tabs open. It's too many tabs. Remember to smile.
I did it. Fit in a little air horn.
I'm really proud of you.
Because we had some comments from people like, I miss air horn.
Where the fuck is that air horn?
I know.
You think I pay $3 a month to not hear the goddamn air horn? Well, that's what they were saying.
That's the grandfathered in people.
Yeah.
Because now the Patreons are only available. They did. They had their value. And they can comment on our Patreon, the only place where we receive the deepest, most amazing comments when it comes to each episode.
It's true.
But if you want to also give us comments by giving us nice reviews on iTunes,
yep. Oh,
five-star reviews
really
go a
good
full way for us, yeah. And some nice reviews that we've been reading recently.
And they're really funny. If you have time and you're listening to the pod on iTunes,
yep.
Oh, just scroll down and open it up and read through them, because some of them are so funny.
They're so good.
They're so funny.
But once again, we want to give a big shout out to His Name Was Dust. Thank you so much for the theme.
Yep.
And thank you for telling me a good spot to put in that air horn. So hopefully I remember to do it each week.
Oh, so you had insider trading.
I had to reach out to him. I was like, you're a musician. Where should I put the air horn? So with that, we're still trying to keep these intros short. We're trying to get right into the meat, right
into
the potatoes.
Business. Into the,
oh, right?
We had meat and potatoes.
But we do have some. We do have some announcements this week.
Okay, we do.
We do. I am doing another live stand-up show.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm, in fact, doing three of them.
Yep.
And I'm doing them in Philadelphia. And they are going to be...
At night. Crazy.
It's a Friday and a Saturday night. It'll be April 12th and April 13th at Next In Line Comedy Club. It's a new comedy club in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to be headlining doing 30-minute sets. These 30-minute sets are in preparation.
Yeah.
For the multi-city tour that I just booked.
What?
That's right,
you're
ladies and gentlemen.
You're going on a multi-city tour across America?
Yes, in June, July, and some of September, because I knew nobody wants to go
out.
We
don't want to do things in August.
No, it's hot.
It's hot and sticky.
It's hot.
We're not doing it.
I have booked through Helium and through some other clubs. We have set up a multi-city tour. It's a smaller one to go ahead and get a feel for everything and to see how I like doing road stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then maybe, potentially, who knows,
mm-hmm.
I could convince Mrs. P to come on the road in the far future.
Maybe. But listen, there's something you need to tell the people.
What?
We've got a lot of comments on the poll we did on who everybody's favorite episodes while we were out, right?
Yes.
And a lot of people love Satoyo.
Yes.
With good reason.
Yes.
He's literally the funniest person we know.
He is.
And I heard that when I was helping book this tour, that Satoyo is going to be your opener.
Yes, he is. He's going to be the feature in the show. Satoyo, if you listen to the Ali Liston episode from The Vault, from when we're on our paternity maternity leave, he's going to be doing about 20 to 25 minutes before me.
Yep.
On when we do the multi-state tour. The Next In Line Comedy Club, I'm going to have the links in the show notes.
Oh, for the April show.
For the April show.
Got it.
We don't have the links for the official full tour, which I am calling the I Abandoned My Boy tour.
That's what you're calling it?
That's what I'm calling it.
I don't.
That's the title of the tour.
We didn't agree on that.
The tour is called I Abandoned My Boy.
I don't know that I agreed to that title.
No? Hold on, let me hit the button one more time.
Okay.
I Abandoned My Boy. That's what I'm calling it, because that's how I'm going to feel.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Because you're going to be here with the baby.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in multiple, you know, mid-tier size cities across America.
Yeah.
Having a good
time.
Enjoying a good time.
Drinking too much Miller Lite.
Yeah, but like we always try to do, I wanted to bring these tickets first to our podcast listeners.
Yep.
And so the links are going to be in the show notes here for a bit. And then we will move on to opening up to Instagram followers. And then finally, TikTok, because that's usually what second I put on TikTok, they usually sell out really fast.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to give everybody the shot, and that's how I'm trying to do it for everybody. So all the podcast listeners, all the Patreons first, and then we're going to go from there. So look to the show notes down there. And also, you know, down there in the show notes, I try to put links to all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's where you can get to our Patreon. You can get to all those different things. But anyway, I feel like this intro
has gone a little long.
No, it's going perfect.
Oh, okay.
We're doing great.
Okay.
All right? Doing great. In too many tabs, there is no such thing as too much.
That's moderation? Who's that bitch?
So with that, we are going to open up our first tab.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain to you Conservapedia.
I still don't know what you're saying.
I know.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We're back.
Okay.
Mrs. P.
Yes.
So I'm telling you today about Conservapedia.
Uh-huh. These are two words you keep saying together.
Yeah. Okay. So you know what Wikipedia is?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And you know what a conservative is, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now imagine a conservative Wikipedia. A Wikipedia for conservatives.
I don't know why they would need a different Wikipedia.
So I'm going to explain that to you now.
Okay.
And I went to Wikipedia to explain Conservapedia.
Oh, good. So there's a Wikipedia page about Conservapedia?
Yeah, it's actually been updated more often than Conservapedia, which is the part that's insane.
I love that.
So Conservapedia, and this is directly from Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Conservapedia is an English language, wiki-based online encyclopedia written from a self-described American conservative and fundamentalist Christian point of view.
Okay, so we're not talking about facts then.
The website was established in 2006 by American homeschool teacher and attorney.
No.
Andrew Shafley.
Okay.
The son of conservative actress Phyllis Shafley.
Conservative actress?
Phyllis activist.
Activist. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
You know Phyllis Shafley?
I feel like I know that name.
She's the one who like traveled around to make sure that things like the Equal Rights Amendment never passed.
Mm-hmm,
she was big in like the late 70s, early 80s. Her son founded Conservapedia.
Okay.
And because he was obsessed with Wikipedia when it first started, because he was like, this is a great tool for homeschool, because he's big into homeschool advocacy.
Okay.
He's huge into homeschool advocacy.
All right.
And he was like, this is amazing.
Wait, that's weird. Okay, wait. Right away, I'm confused because like within the conservative evangelical culture, like the stay-at-home parent and the person that would be teaching that type of schooling would be the mom.
The trad wife. Yes, you're correct. However, the dad needs to approve the lessons.
He does?
Well, in his mind. In this guy's mind, he's a homeschool. Like, he's one of these ones, much like PragerU or one of these other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, he thought this was great. Hey, look, we have a free encyclopedia that's online.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to not have any sort of bias.
Sort of.
It's not supposed to.
Yeah.
And then he was super into Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And then they started putting in things that he viewed as liberal bias.
Okay, so then he was like, no, like, I want my bias.
Yeah, well, like the existence of evolution. He didn't believe that that should be in Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
So like admitting that there are other religions beyond Christianity.
He was like
that shouldn't
dinosaurs,
be in there.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So Conservapedia has been around since 2006, and I've always been dying laughing about it. And about once a year, I usually go check it.
Okay, I am so upset that we've been together for like a decade, and this is the first I'm hearing of this.
Well, that's because you don't listen because I talk about it all the time. Conservapedia is such a throwback.
Yeah,
because the website hasn't updated in a very long time, like the look, right? And like before we go deeper into this, I do want to say that I am a huge supporter of Wikipedia. I think Wikipedia is one of the greatest things next to our public library systems for people to be able to have access to information in a really amazing way. The fact that Wikipedia was really spit on for so long by a lot of major educators as to not be able to be used in a lot of sourced material has always felt really sus and shitty to me.
Yeah.
Especially now that we're getting into the world of AI, where it's like anyone can be an article. Anyone can write a book. Anyone can literally self-publish a book onto Audible and then make a lot of passive income money. And I've learned about that through today's sponsor. I'm kidding.
Wait, what?
Wouldn't that be such a great ad read, though, if I could?
We would be super good at ad reads.
We would be.
Hint, hint, everybody.
So this, if you pull up Conservapedia.
That's what it looks like?
This is what it looks like.
Oh, my God. That's
and it's
like,
just a list of all these different.
That's what the internet looked like when I was in high school.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, Conservapedia, over 900 million page views, free courses. That's on the left-hand side. And then it's just a lot of links.
They say 900 million, like that's a lot.
Yeah. I think my last two TikToks got that.
Wow. Okay. Okay, humble brag. A humble brag.
But this is what it says. So it's popular articles, and they'll just have like a list of things, right? And like there's like gun control, right? Obesity, Benjamin Franklin, natural born citizen.
Benny Frank?
Yep, Benjamin Franklin. Great Britain, Tower of Babel, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do they talk about Benny Frank's love of the French ladies?
Overcoming homosexuality.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Chess.
That's how you do it.
Vestigial structures.
Okay.
1984.
The book or the year?
It just says 1984.
I think they're going with the year. They're definitely not talking about the book.
2020 Antifa riots.
Question mark?
Biden family corruption timeline.
Okay.
This is what it's linking to. Just so you know, this is what it's linking to. And then on the right-hand column, there's a big column that just says, in the news, what the MSM isn't fully covering. And then it goes, I'm just reading the top one. This is just as we loaded it today on March 9th around 7 p.m. 21-year-old college kid, pro-Trump and unvaxxed, topped a powerful 10-term incumbent in the North Carolina primary. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Why? Okay.
I feel like that's the next Madison Cawthorn.
I already have questions about their journalistic integrity.
Yeah.
Because a 21-year-old is not a kid. That's an adult. Mm. Right? You're already past buying cigarettes and porn. You're already past voting age. You're already past enrolling in the military. At 21, that's the height of adulthood in American culture.
Yeah.
That's not a kid.
If anything, if you're a woman, you're almost past the wall. That's what
Conservapedia
will teach
Andrew,
you.
Andrew Tate told me that on the internet.
So a big thing.
I got pipelined hard, by the way.
A big thing by YouTube Shorts.
By YouTube Shorts.
You got to the fourth YouTube Short.
Oh my God, guess what? Real quick. Okay. Sidebar. I know people have been inboxing me, and this is just like this type of conversation. We need to talk about it. But we did an episode where I told you all about Girl Defined a while back last year. And apparently, Bethany, her husband, Dov, is deconstructing, which means he's starting to leave the faith.
Okay.
It's a big thing on the fundy internet right now.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've been reading. And that every time I start to read into it, I accidentally keep getting pipelined.
Yeah.
The internet's like, oh, so you're in that, huh?
Yeah.
Have you considered this? And I was like, oh no, guys, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on over here.
Yeah. Every time
to find.
Every time I nearly get pipelined, I just start typing in gritty. Like gritty's the way out of the pipeline every single
that
time.
That makes a lot of sense.
I just type in gritty and then Flyers scores.
Perfect.
Because that's depressing. So
wow.
Anyway, okay. The one thing that's big with Conservapedia, which is always crazy, it's just like Wikipedia, there's always like a little link to like where the source is from.
Sure.
But like on Wikipedia, it's like here's it. It's from the AP News or it's from CNN or it's from the New York Times.
Yeah.
Right?
A cited source.
A cited source. A lot of the sites on this are like Zero Hedge.
What's that?
It's exactly.
Okay.
Breitbart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or some random guy's Substack.
Oh, no.
And a few of them I saw that actually there were cited tweets.
No.
And not like tweets from a famous person, just some guy.
Just somebody said something.
It's just somebody. As long as you can link it to someone, then it's fine. It's completely legal. And there's a lot of conjecture all over the website.
Okay.
So that's the first part. So let me give you an example.
Okay, great.
So from here, this moment forward, all these are articles that I researched on Monday.
Okay.
So just because you never know, things can get updated. So I could be saying one thing that I saw on this date on March 4th, 2024, around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm really proud of you for doing it on Monday.
Yeah, it was a tough Monday.
Well, no, because like usually you do it the night before.
I know. Thanks. And we're even recording a day early.
I know.
We're trying to get better about stuff.
We're doing really well.
So this is from the article that's titled Obama's Religion.
Okay.
So
I'm already so nervous.
Because there isn't just a page about Obama. They have so many pages when it comes to Obama about like everything they ever thought.
Did he buy that tan suit?
Basically.
Yeah.
This under the Obama's Religion article has a subsection called, quote, evidence in favor of Obama being a Muslim.
Okay.
Now, there's 39 entries of examples.
All right.
Of how they're like, this is totally proof that Obama's a Muslim. One of the 39 examples, this is the entire example.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
Okay.
It is one sentence long. Obama said, quote, Islam can be compatible with the modern world.
Okay.
They're like, that's proof he's a Muslim. He said, it's fine. He said you can follow Islam and live in America.
God. Okay, so I'm getting that it's not super fact based.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay,
it's very fragment based.
Yep.
So it's like, let's pull this little sentence and then just run with it.
Yeah.
There's also, I want to read you this. This is a caption under a picture of Muammar Gaddafi.
Okay.
Now the picture of Muammar Gaddafi is still in the proof Obama is a Muslim section.
No, what?
And it said, quote, this is a quote from Muammar Gaddafi, quote, I really endorse and support the policies that he has adopted. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi said of President Barack Obama, as reported by the Washington Post.
Okay.
Obama had Gaddafi murdered by jihadists.
I was about to say.
After Gaddafi betrayed Islam and forged an alliance with the infidel West.
Yeah.
But like, that's the type of crazy, like, that's crazy, crazy. That Obama was controlling random militias in Libya at the time. Like, that level. So this is where, compared to Wikipedia. So real quick, for everyone out there, very recently, friend of the show, Elon Musk, has been going and trashing Wikipedia a lot.
Right.
He's been like, why do they always need money? So if you do...
He doesn't know what it's like to need money.
When
you're born into that kind of wealth, emerald mine wealth.
Yeah.
And you have to do a little startup from your garage.
Yeah.
In a mansion.
Well, one of the things they always point to is the fact that Wikipedia, you know, it's just the articles don't hold up that much space. It doesn't need that much server space. But also Wikipedia has a lot of stuff having Wikimedia, which is a lot of stuff that's held in common. So, you know, different songs, different video, all these other different things that come into it. Plus just the activity that goes on the website, the pure server load of it all. So when you go to Wikipedia and it's like, hey, please give us money. Like, if you have a couple bucks, please chip into it. Because this is what we get.
Yeah.
If you don't have Wikipedia.
This is the free version.
This is the free. They don't ask for money on Conservapedia. No. Not as often. Yeah. Now, here's from the Donald Trump article.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this.
So Donald John Trump, because we always forget his middle name's John.
Mm-hmm.
What a name. Donald John Trump. His nickname, The Donald.
They love
to tell you that right there. He's the Donald.
Oh no.
He served at the office of the 45th President of the United States as a result of winning the 2016 election as the Republican Party nominee.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's the end of sanity.
Served is a strong word.
But that's where we end. Ready?
Yeah.
Next sentence. That was the first sentence.
Yeah.
Sentence number two, quote, it is widely believed by a majority of registered voters that he was cheated out of a second consecutive term by Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you see where we're going?
Yeah, I do. I'm really nervous about where we're going.
Now, here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first paragraph. The third paragraph is when you realize, like, oh, this hasn't been updated in a very long time.
Oh.
Because the third paragraph is written in 2020.
Okay, so he still allegedly has money.
No, not only that, he still has COVID.
Oh.
But they don't call it COVID.
Oh, what do they call it?
Trump and his wife Melania tested positive for the Wuhan virus in early October 2020. The mainstream media have stated have started mocking him, some believing he deserved his positive COVID-19 test. Uh-huh. Pence is also vulnerable since many of his workers have contracted the Wuhan coronavirus. Leftists and the MSN attempted to downplay Trump's experiences with the virus, claiming that the average American would not have received similar medication. Trump's strong leadership against the coronavirus, even after falling ill to it himself, shocked many.
Okay.
Like that is so...
I have a lot of thoughts.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know how to put them together because that was such gobbledygook. And, but also this is before they decided that vaccines were going to microchip us and make people die anywhere and everywhere.
That's what I mean though.
Yeah.
That's why I said like, this is clearly written in 2020.
This is before the QAnon,
No, this is still in QAnon world. Like this is still around there.
Well, no, before this happened before they went to find JFK Jr., right?
You're still after that.
I'm still. Oh my God.
JFK Jr. started in 2018, but they found RFK Jr.
No, put him back. Put shoes on him and put him back.
Walker.
And tell his wife to get off the TV.
And tell him to get off Epstein's plane because he's admitted to being on that multiple times.
You gotta what?
Yeah. They said they were going on an archaeological dig. You won't find that on Conservapedia.
Okay.
All right. So.
So what else are we learning on Conservapedia?
So the next part, though, is I was like, okay, obviously the first two things I picked, Obama and Trump. Those are very political.
Yeah, okay.
Those are very political.
Sure.
So we can all kind of feel like everyone listening to this has a feeling of like we all have our bias when it comes to Obama and Trump. So, you know, the fact that we'd read any article about him, we'd read it as weird.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with something everyone can agree on.
Okay.
Dogs.
Oh, love dogs.
You love dogs.
Who doesn't like dogs?
So this is the Conservapedia article on dogs. Okay?
Wait, I just want to point something out. Does the former President Trump have a dog?
He does not have a dog.
See? That's a sign of crazy. Is he like the only president to never have a dog at the White House?
I mean, it's been a long time since I've really looked that up. I think of modern presidents because I feel like ever since like Nixon, they've had one.
Mm.
I know Nixon definitely had a dog. He had a dog named Checkers. And he's not giving him back. Okay. That was a famous quote.
Okay.
It's a
whole
thing.
I'm saying even lying, cheating, awful Nixon had a dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obama didn't have a dog at first. The Clintons got a dog. They had the cat.
They had the Sox.
They had Sox the cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're really going off. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Dogs.
Dogs.
On
we
Conservapedia.
Love them.
All right, so this is conservapedia.com/dog.
They're going to be like American tradition. Dogs.
So the article starts out completely normal.
Yeah.
Which has shocked me.
Okay.
It lists a scientific name. It mentions various breed types.
Yeah.
And the purpose for these different breed types, right? Like German Shepherds do this and like some other types do this. And then there's a sudden bold line, right?
Mm-hmm.
It comes out of nowhere. And that line states, quote, "There are dozens of references to dog in the Bible, including both the Old and New Testaments."
What the fuck just happened?
It was just, they wanted to put links to the Bible and the Old and New Testaments
in
there.
They were like, have we got source material for you, buddy?
Now, that kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I just didn't expect that to come in out of nowhere. It's like, why are we bringing up the Bible?
Well,
like, in the middle of dogs.
Well.
So I was like, okay, that's fine. The next paragraph, though, I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
The oldest dog fossil remains in a human settlement have been found in a Natufian tomb.
All right.
And they date back to 11,000 to 12,000 years ago.
Sure.
But it is assumed that the origin of the relationship between the two species lies far beyond time, claimed to be between 19,000 and 36,000 years ago. The study of the skull of a dog-like canine found in the Altai Mountains in Siberia has led to the hypothesis that the various modern dog breeds do not have a single common progenitor, but derive from different distinct processes of domestication of wolves in different areas of the world. That sounds like a normal paragraph.
That sounds like a normal paragraph that you would read on Wikipedia.
So here's what's weird
okay.
about that paragraph.
Yeah.
The rest of Conservapedia doesn't believe this.
Yeah.
Because on the Conservapedia article about the age of the Earth,
okay,
it states that the Earth is approximately 6,000 and at most 10,000 years old.
Got it.
It cannot be older. In fact, anything that is older than that, it spends pages upon pages telling you about how their lies.
Wait, do they believe the Earth is flat?
They don't state that the Earth is flat.
Okay.
They believe the Earth is round,
mm-hmm,
but they state...
But young.
They in the Age of the Earth article, there is multiple subtitles under, quote, counter examples to an old Earth,
okay,
including the fact that radiocarbon dating is a lie.
Oh, right. Makes sense.
And that the second part of this that is so shocking, because again, they're talking about domestication and all these different breeds of wolves and all these different things.
Okay.
Is that multiple progenitors, all this stuff. That might sound like evolution.
It might be.
It might sound like evolution.
But it's not.
No, it's domestication.
Okay.
See, domestication, that is fine. Domestication is the process of taming a living thing or otherwise converting it to domestic uses.
Like for women.
Conservapedia goes on about domestication. It is a part of man's dominion over the world granted by God.
Oh.
Regarding the taming of the animals, the Epistle of James says the following: for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind.
Yeah.
So basically they're like, there's a lot of different types of dogs because God willed it.
And it's your job as God's servant to
use them properly.
Use them properly.
So now I'm going to read you the table of contents of dogs.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so nervous for these imaginary dogs.
This is just dog. No, this is all dogs.
I know.
Okay. So first one was etymology, which is the name.
Yeah.
Scientific details, which is, you know, different type of breeds. Number three is bites.
Wait, what?
Bites?
Like the different types of bites?
No, like that some dogs bite.
Yeah, some dogs do bite.
Yeah, no, but you know what dogs bite in this article?
What?
Pit bulls and Rottweilers. It doesn't mention a single other one. So I'm like, did you guys just do a racism in the middle of an article about dogs?
What about German Shepherds? They bite. They don't
mention those.
President Biden's dog got removed.
They legit, this section exists, basically.
Joe Biden's German Shepherd bit so many Secret Service members, he had to move back to Delaware.
Which, by the way, real quick.
Let's go. I love Champ. Was it
honestly,
Champ?
Honestly, no, it was Major, I think.
Major, yeah.
Listen, I love a dog that can bite more than one cop and not be shot.
My kind of dog, baby.
We salute you. Number four, three was bites.
Yeah, just okay.
They're just like,
and there's only two dogs that bite.
There are only two dogs that are dangerous.
My cousin growing up had a Rottie. Actually, they had two Rotties over our whole childhood.
Yeah.
They're just giant teddy bears. Dog never bit nothing.
Yeah, but they're scary.
Yeah, but they're cute.
But they're scary, and I saw them in rap videos.
Oh, my God.
Number four.
Yeah.
Uses, because God forbid you just love something.
Oh, no.
Number five is religion, irreligion, and views/treatments of dogs.
It's getting more concerning as you're going down this list.
So when you go to that section,
uh-huh,
religion/irreligion and views/treatment of dogs,
yeah,
there are three hyperlinks.
Oh, no.
Okay, are you prepared?
No, I'm
not.
Are
you ready?
I'm really concerned because I know I have there's a thing that's going on in my brain, and okay, I'm sorry to jump in.
No, it's fine.
But
tell me what you think this is going
to
be.
This is what I'm thinking. So we live pretty close to Amish country where we are, and the Amish are notorious for treating animals terribly.
Because they run puppy mills.
They run puppy mills.
They
treat their horses and cows really badly.
Because they believe in the dominion of God.
They believe
in the
dominion
over all animals.
So they don't think that animals have any type of spirit or soul or value outside of labor. So they run them into the ground and they just treat them really poorly. And so that's what's going through my mind right now is the way that the Amish treat animals.
So that's funny because they never mentioned that once. This has three sections: atheist and dog meat eating.
Wait, what the fuck? I didn't.
USA states, religion/irreligion and the percentage of dog owners.
Uh-huh.
And the last one is Judaism and dogs.
All right.
So the first section, atheists and dog meat eating.
Okay.
When you go to that, I took a screenshot of it.
All right.
And it says the following. Again, this is directly from Conservapedia.
On Monday,
March 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern in the year 2024.
Yeah.
These are not my words. In the article Atheists and Dog Meat Eating, most atheists in the world are likely East Asian. China, which has has state atheism, has the largest atheist population in the world and has a high percentage of atheists in its population. Mm-hmm. China, Vietnam, and North Korea practice state atheism, and a significant portion of their population are atheists. Below is information relating to atheists and dog meat eating. And then they proceed to basically say, because a bunch of East Asian countries mm-hmm. are communist countries,
yep.
and in those cultures, it's acceptable to eat dogs,
mm-hmm.
then and therefore all atheists eat dogs.
Okay. Even though... That's been like a fact checked. Like it's they don't really eat dogs that much.
No.
It's like a one town once a year has like a thing. But also they've been really like, I remember seeing an article on like some news channel that was like they're really cutting back on it because the younger generations are like, we don't want to do this. This is not our vibe.
Yeah.
And so like it's not happening that way.
The same with Spain and bullfighting.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing where it's like it ends up with a touristy thing.
Yeah.
Under the table of contents.
Okay.
I'm just going to read you the highlights.
Atheists eat dogs. Got it.
China and dog meat eating.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Vietnam and dog meat eating. North Korea and dog meat eating. Number 5 is Siege of Leningrad, dog meat eating and cannibalism.
Wait, what?
They're talking about in World War II.
Yeah.
When the Nazis were outside of Leningrad and the city was starving.
Yep.
People ate dogs.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, they did that because they're atheists. I'm like, no, they did it because they're fucking starving.
Yeah, that's what, like, okay, so in theory, if anyone in North Korea is eating a dog, it's probably because they're starving.
Yes.
Yeah. This is insanity.
Yeah. Listen, man, a fucking protein is protein. A calorie is calorie.
We're going to be eating bugs, baby.
But yeah, that was this whole section.
On dogs.
I looked up dogs, and it was like, do you know the communists eat dogs?
We have dominions over dogs. We can do our will, but we're not going to eat them. We're going to make them work.
We got to make them dogs work. And
But not the Rottweilers.
Nope.
They're snuggle muffins, and they don't do nothing.
But yeah.
Okay.
Also, there is a subsection under that area that says American atheists prefer cats.
Shut the fuck up.
It is. Look, number 10.
Wait, like as pets?
Yeah.
Because every atheist I know has a cat.
It says American atheists prefer cats. American Christians Facts. Love dogs. Study Facts. Shows.
You know what? I don't know what study, but they're right. They're right.
It's just such a weird thing to highlight.
I'm saying, but it's, you know what? I'll tell you exactly what it is. Ready? This is a tinfoil hat moment. The reason is because cats and cat affection teach you what? Consent. A cat's going to force you to give, you're going to have the cat's consent to pet it, to be near it. And dogs, I love them. We have one, but you don't have to ask them. You just rub their head. They're in. And if there's something I've learned about certain types of religious people is they don't like consent.
Mrs. P, you just dropped bars. You dropped bars so hard that I'm going to actually... have to open a new tab.
Okay. Yeah.
Because holy shit, I have never. That's, you know what? You've said a lot of smart things to me before.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wisest thing you've ever said.
Okay.
And I want to go on say, I think on this whole podcast ever.
Yeah.
Conservatives don't like cats because you need consent is fucking woo. All right. So we're going to take a quick tab. We'll open a new tab. When we come back, we're going to go over the list of topics that you gave me to research, not knowing that this was the website I used.
Wait, what are we talking about?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're back. Yep. Mrs. P. Now, you gave me a list with five topics on it.
I don't recall this.
You did. You gave it to me last week. When okay. I didn't tell you I was using Conservapedia.
Okay.
I came down and I was like, name five things that you would want to hear maybe a little bit more info about.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like looking.
Oh, you were like five things that you like.
It
was very vague. I remember this now.
So this is what you, this is the list you gave me.
Okay, this is like Mad Libs.
Yeah. The top one was Anthony Bourdain.
Uh-huh, yep.
The next thing was Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The third thing was salsa.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth thing was the X-Men.
Okay, yeah.
And the fifth thing was Dolly Parton.
Yeah. So
okay.
Things I like and...
So I did not change the order of these. I probably could have gone through and made them more shocking because this is going... This doesn't really build in any sort of way. But we're going to start with Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, love him.
Okay. Conservapedia has thoughts.
Okay.
So I typed his name into Anthony Bourdain into Conservapedia.
Mm-hmm.
And he is only listed twice.
All right.
Okay. The first area he's listed is in the article Left-Wing Violence in the Trump Era 2017.
Okay, wait, what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Anthony Bourdain is listed in the article Left-Wing Violence in the Trump Era. And then in parentheses, they wrote 2017, much like that one version of Cats. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, we got to put the year in there. Because they have a year of left-wing violence for each year of the Trump years.
Oh.
Because that way they can go like, see, we told you that.
They're so violent.
The tolerant left.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So under the subsection September 2017, it states, quote, Anthony Bourdain, a chef on CNN and formerly the Food Network, said that he would poison President Trump's food if he could.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Bourdain subsequently committed suicide on June 8th, 2018.
Okay. Wow. All right.
They were like, he said he'd take out Trump, and then he killed himself. That's the way the shit's written.
Yeah.
So then the second entry of him
mm-hmm.
is listed in the article Atheism and Suicide.
Come on.
Under the subsection Suicide of Atheist Anthony Bourdain. Because they're blaming his suicide on atheism.
Not depression.
Not depression. Okay. Not the state of the world. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. And they didn't talk about any of his career.
No. And in fact, I'm going to read you the following quote.
Okay.
The following quote is not by Anthony Bourdain.
Mm-hmm.
It is not by anyone who knew Anthony Bourdain.
All right.
It is not by a family member. It is not by a reporter who ever worked with him. It is not by anyone who ever met him.
Okay.
Quote, after the suicide of the atheist and American celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, Catholic League President Bill Donahue indicated, quote, if Anthony Bourdain had been a religious man, would he have killed himself? Probably not. Donahue cited the inverse relationship between religiosity and suicide and also indicated that regular churchgoers have a much lower rate of suicide than atheists.
I don't think that's true.
It doesn't matter. Just so you know, the Catholic League president, Bill Donahue,
yeah.
Notorious bag of shit,
who
was blamed child rape victims mm-hmm. on dressing too sexy at church, which is why priests fuck them.
Oh, fuck, dude. What?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then that guy was like, fuck Anthony Bourdain. If he went to church, he wouldn't kill himself. Anyway, those kids are too sexy to be near Father McNulty.
Oh, my God. You were asking me about people and things I like. And I said, I like Anthony Bourdain. He's a fun guy. And he was, I remember when his first book came out, Kitchen Confidential, I was like, where did I work? I think I was working at LeBec at the time.
Yeah.
And it was everybody working in the industry bought that book. And we all had a good giggle because it was like catharsis, because he was talking about what it's like, the back of the house life, all the fucking insanity and drugs and all the stuff. It's like, it was like the first time we felt like the pirate ship that we were all on was real and validating.
Yeah.
And then to watch him grow and like do the travel show and have lunch with Obama. Like,
but here's the thing.
It was incredible. Well, he was an incredible person.
With his show, when he was traveling around the world and like showing everyone, like with everything that's been going on with Gaza, mm-hmm. right? Like he went there and showed people. Like that's the reason why there's such a different reaction now to everything that's been happening. If we have a generation of people who grew up watching people like Anthony Bourdain and others
and humanize people in different
at
countries
at their dinner table.
Yeah.
And that drives Conservapedia crazy.
Yeah.
So they want to dance on his grave.
Yeah.
They want to say
scumbag shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But also to your point, though, is this article is not written by people who've ever worked in a restaurant or ever had a real job.
Yeah.
This is written by the most, you know, the breakdancing dad.
Oh my God, yeah.
The TikTok of the breakdancing dad.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy who would write one of these articles because he is actually from a conservative advertising agency.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, he was from a, listen, it goes deep on that. I was debating whether or not to do an episode about it. I don't know if I want to give him more attention.
No, maybe not.
Let's go to the next topic.
I'm really pissed off about the Anthony Bourdain situation.
Yes.
This is a really fucked up thing to do.
Yes.
And but, okay, fine. We can move on.
We can move on. I don't want Philadelphia.
Oh, no.
Because you know Conservapedia just loves Philadelphia.
Oh, fucking Christ.
I'm...
okay.
All right. I'm going to read you the first two sentences.
Oh, they better...
Directly.
They better be, we didn't go because we were fucking scared.
Philadelphia, in parentheses, Philly.
All right.
Is the largest city in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
And the sixth most populous city in the United States.
Yep. Those are two. True.
It is the most crime-ridden and poverty-stricken of the major cities in the United States. See Philadelphia Crime and Poverty for more.
Okay, so not reading in that voice, it is true that Philadelphia has one of the highest rates of poverty in the entire country.
Okay.
And I don't know that
you don't got to bring it up.
No, I don't know.
You got to bring it up immediately.
I don't know that we have the highest crime rate at this time. Usually, I think statistically, the biggest crime rates are actually in red states.
Yeah. Well, you deal with per capita versus the full numbers.
Yeah.
So, but which they never want to talk
about.
They don't ever want to talk about that.
But yeah, there's a huge issue with poverty in Philadelphia for sure. But that has a lot to do with redlining, and we did an episode on that.
Redlining, gentrification, the removal of jobs, offshoring.
Food islands.
Taxes.
Food deserts, not
food
islands.
Deserts,
I don't know. My brain. But yeah, so okay, so factual but scary.
Yeah.
And but also wrong, because I don't think the crime thing is correct.
Ready for the next paragraph?
Yeah.
Liberals obscure or deny the express biblical basis for the naming of Philadelphia.
Okay. What the fuck did you just say to me?
I said that liberals obscure or deny the express biblical basis for the naming of Philadelphia.
Okay. Okay, wait, real quick, before you say anything else.
Yeah.
The biblical?
Yeah.
You think my Quaker ass, the Quakers that were running this joint were going to deny certain things about the naming?
Listen, all I'm saying is they're just pointing out that feels like a lot of you lib cucks don't be bringing up the fact that Philadelphia is named after something in the Bible or some shit.
And what does the word Philadelphia mean?
It means a city of brotherly love.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's in Latin, right?
Quote, the next sentence.
Okay.
It's in Greek. The next sentence. The city's sports fans do little to help.
Okay.
They have regularly been named among the worst in America. Notorious for booing Santa Claus and cheering injured opposing team players.
Recently starting a hot dog fight, got Dollar Dog Night canceled. Yep. Yeah, you know.
And now we get to, this is all by the way in the intro paragraph.
Yeah. Welcome to Philly.
Yeah. Philadelphia's last Republican mayor was elected in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
In the intervening years since 1952, like 1952 till today.
Yeah.
In the intervening years since 1952, the city government and police department under Democrat administrations have been accused of systemic racism. Liberal racist Jim Kenney is the current mayor of Philadelphia.
That's not even true, actually.
No, it's not.
He's not the mayor.
No, he hasn't been the mayor for 3 months.
They need to update this.
It's now a black woman named Sherelle Parker.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to call her a liberal racist, too?
Oh, no.
Philadelphia had at least 524 homicides in 2021. The previous record of 500 stood since 1990. But it's like, 2021 was a notoriously bad year across the country.
Yeah.
And then the table of contents in here really got me. So I just, we're not going to go too deep into
it. Oh, wait, is the first one bites? Like dogs?
No. No.
Who bites? Let me tell you, people from Kenzo bite. People from South Philly, they'll bite you.
They'll bite you. Nah, South Philly people, I feel that's more of a headbutt.
Is it headbutt? Okay. I'm trying to think. You know what? I bet you somebody from fucking Maniac will bite you. They'd probably be fucking weird. And yeah, a Maniac person might bite you.
Yeah, but then their parents will pay you not to post it on the internet.
Oh, you're talking about someone that moved to Maniac after college.
Yeah.
I'm talking about born and raised.
You're talking about Roxborough.
Roxborough, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. All right, so these are the table of contents for Philadelphia on Conservapedia. You ready for it? Number one, economy. Number two, history.
Okay.
Number three, politics. And that's the first one with subsections.
Okay.
I'm going to redo the 3.1 and et cetera. These are subsections.
Sure.
3.1 is sanctuary city.
It is a sanctuary city, yes.
Yep. 3.2 is the 2020 Marxist insurrection. They're talking about the
protests?
The multiple protests that happen all over the city with Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. They call it a Marxist insurrection because they need it to be an insurrection.
Oh,
so that way
their...
January 6th doesn't count.
Got it.
And 3.3 is the Biden push.
The Biden? Did somebody push Biden
no,
in
no,
Philly?
No, push. P-U-T-S-C-H.
Oh.
They are comparing the counting of ballots in Philadelphia... Mm-hmm. With, they are calling it a putsch, which is the action that Hitler tried to do when he tried to take over Munich in Germany, which ended him in jail. So they're like, he stole the election the way Hitler tried to do it. And then they list some bullshit that has all been proven incorrect.
Remember when those two guys, was it from Virginia, drove up in their big, like, what was that big fucking car?
They're like a big truck.
It was, but no, it's like that once Hummer. Like it was a big Hummer.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was a big Hummer.
Oh my god!
And so, they had guns and everything.
Yeah,
right?
when they were counting the ballots in Philly, these two dudes who had decided based on things they read on Conservapedia probably that Philly was going to try to steal the votes, so they drove to Philly from Virginia in this huge black Hummer that's all decked out in like military stuff. Filled their car with guns and they had on like vests and stuff, and they were going to go protect the vote. The thing is, though, these two dudes walked in to fucking the middle of Philadelphia, and it was not going to be good for them, and it immediately was bad, and they got arrested. And I think the funniest fucking thing I saw was the next morning on the news, the newscasters were outside of where they got arrested, and they're talking, but the parking authority was towing the fucking Hummer.
Yeah, taking it to South Philly.
Oh, my God. And then the whole time I'm giggling to myself because I'm thinking, okay, they're going to get out on bond, obviously. They're not going to keep them. It'll be like overnight, they'll be out.
Yeah.
And then they have to figure out how to get to South Philly. These two dudes from Virginia who've never done anything in Philly before have to figure out how to get to fucking PennDOT. And it's a pain in the ass to get there.
Yep. On like, even when you know where it is.
Because like... if you don't have a car to get there, you have to take the subway and two buses and then still walk like at least a half mile.
Yeah.
So it just shit out of luck. And I was giggling just picturing them walking past John's Roast Pork trying to figure out.
And it being like 2 p.m. and they were closed because they already ran out of roast pork because they only make a certain amount the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And once they hit that number, they close.
And then once they got into PennDOT, they were missing like one piece of paperwork that they needed to get their car back. And so they had to like go get a hotel. It's a whole story I played in my head.
My favorite thing was when the MAGA protesters were outside of where they were counting the ballots at the convention center in Philadelphia.
I know what you're going to say.
And they were playing Rage Against the Machine. And like everyone was just looking at them like, what the fuck?
Incredible.
And it was like only three of them.
Oh my God.
And they had like Trump flags tied around their neck.
I have to paint this picture real quick. I'm sorry to take up time. So there was a bunch of protesters outside of where the ballots were being counted, right? And there were people that were there to protest Trump, and there was a larger number of them, right? And they're dancing, they're jamming.
Protest against Trump.
Yeah, against Trump. Be like, yo, fuck this dude, we hate him. Rainbow flags, big puppets, a lot of lively
literal
people.
DJs.
They're
street dancing.
Yeah, street dancing. It was a party. It was like a block party. And then the police had set up like little baby gates almost to herd the three pro-Trump people that were there. There's only like three of them for real.
And they were all old.
Older people. And they were cornered like by Reading Terminal Market. They weren't allowed to go anywhere because the cops knew that if they got out of this little playpen, they were going to get rocked.
Yeah.
So they just put them in there. And then they started playing music, trying to go over the DJ.
But on a boombox.
On a boombox.
Yep.
And they're playing Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
And it literally everyone stopped because we were like, you're not listening to the words.
Yeah.
Because they were singing like, they're like, fuck you, you can't tell. But like every other line of the song they didn't know. And so you're like, no. But I've never seen a crowd completely stop to look at three people and go, you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah, the best part. The best part, too, is to describe. I remember the one guy, like, so clearly. He had, obviously, the red Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah.
And he had a Trump t-shirt on.
Yep.
But then he had on what I can only describe. Remember Zubaz pants?
Yep.
Like, the stripy, like,
going to the gym
zebra.
In the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah, he had those on. And he was just this old, short guy. So short. And anyway, he definitely died of COVID.
Okay,
so that was
Philadelphia.
That was Philadelphia.
Welcome.
That was your second search topic.
Okay, what was my third one? Salsa?
Salsa.
Which is the number one condiment in America.
So here's what's funny.
Yeah.
When I looked up salsa, the number one condiment in America,
yep.
The thing that, it doesn't matter what your politics are.
People
Everyone
love salsa.
Has salsa. Everyone yeah. has salsa. Every grocery store you go to has salsa.
It's delicious.
Salsa is like no longer even like ethnic. It's just a food.
Yeah.
That's like claiming that hot dogs are German. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense anymore. It's just part of America.
Yeah.
When I typed salsa into Conservapedia, it immediately brought up salsa dancing.
Oh.
And then it linked back to Latin dance.
Okay.
There was no mention of America's number one condiment. However.
Oh, no.
I did double check.
Okay.
I typed in Mexican food.
Oh, okay.
And there's an article about Mexican food that links to the following pages. Okay. You can see here that there's four hyperlinks and some pictures at the bottom.
I see some pictures.
Number one, churro.
Love them.
C is for churro.
C is for churro.
M is for Mexican cuisine.
Okay.
Q is for quesadilla.
Why are you saying the letters?
T is for taco.
Okay.
Because it acts like there's supposed to be so many that it's breaking it up. So it has a letter for it. But when all of Mexican food is churro, quesadillas, and tacos, and then there's another section where they just say Mexican cuisine, which I guess is where enchiladas live, and fajitas, and burritos.
This is like A, agua fresca, B, burritos, C, corn tortillas. This is a party game at this point.
Yeah.
And they only got four?
They only got four.
What's that game? Is it Scattergories where you like have to write it in the thing? With
yeah,
where
you have to pick a letter.
You have to pick a letter and then you write the little topics.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Scattergories for Mexican food.
Yeah.
That'd
except
be a
they
fun
just,
game.
They don't, they
They only got four?
Look at how sad the pictures are. Do you see how like white people taco night that shit is?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's sad. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm sad that they're not eating salsa.
They have no flavors. So I went to Mexican cuisine.
Okay, cool.
And this is the poll quote. Mexican cuisine restaurants can be found all over the world.
Okay.
Several have been highly successful from an economic point of view.
All right.
You ready for the list?
Uh-huh.
Taco Bell, no. Chili's, Chipotle Grill, Qdoba, El Pollo Loco, and others. They said Mexican cuisine and then they went to Taco Bell.
I fucking can't even deal.
Now, again, remember, I told you Elon hates Wikipedia with a passion and all these conservative sites do because they don't like the free flow of information.
Yeah.
So let's compare, though. Conservapedia's salsa.
Okay.
When I typed salsa into Wikipedia.
They were like tomatoes, onions, cilantro. Let's go.
Even better. When you type salsa into Wikipedia, it asks you what you need to. You need to clarify a little more. Do you mean salsa the food? Do you mean salsa the music? Do you mean salsa the dance?
Yeah.
Also, salsa could, and it may refer to salsa the film, Salsa the TV series, Salsa the album, Salsa the other album, Salsa the character from the video, from multiple video games. Or are you talking about Salsa in transportation? Because there is a Haitian regional airline with the name Salsa. There's Seat Salsa, a concept car. There's Salsa, a satellite in the Cluster 2 mission. There's Salsa Cycles, an American bicycle brand. There are other uses for it, like La Salsa, an American casual dining restaurant chain. Salsa's Fresh Mex Grill, an Australian chain of fast food restaurants. Salsa Family of Stream Ciphers. There's Salsa Food Standard, which is a British food standard having to do with cooking. There's Salsa, which it says spider, which is a type of spider that is called the Salsa Spider. Wow. There's also the Salsa Algorithm, which is a web page ranking algorithm that obviously would never put Conservapedia near the top. And then there's more things that they just have for general areas of all pages with the titles beginning with Salsa, all pages with the title containing Salsa, and then just Salsa with a Z, disambiguation. But like, that's the difference. Meanwhile, if you go back to Conservapedia, it's like dancing
Q,
or tacos.
Q is for quesadilla.
Yeah, which you know they think of as just grilled cheese.
Just cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Not even chicken. It's too spicy.
Okay. So the next topic.
I don't remember what it was.
It was the X-Men.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because X-Men 97 is coming out soon. And you know I love the X-Men. You also were looking around the room at the time and you noticed my X-Men comics.
It's like playing that game in the car where you're just like looking for something.
Yeah, I spy with my little eye. X-Men.
Yeah.
So you said the X-Men. Now, this was shocking to me.
Okay.
Because the X-Men article is actually Conservapedia's most balanced article. Like from everything I looked at, it actually was not bad. They actually stuck the landing on it. Whoever wrote this article actually knows the base of this series very well.
Mm-hmm.
It acknowledges the team's founding. It acknowledges the roster changes. It also acknowledges some of the enemies and some of their backstories. And it even acknowledges the themes of civil rights are interplayed throughout the history of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Like it even says, I'm going to read you the actual paragraph.
Yeah.
Being created in the 60s, the comic was deliberately written to be a metaphor for the social issues of the time, such as discrimination, specifically racism, despite the entire team being comprised of Caucasians. Since then, the themes of various titles with the X brand have been expanded to be a metaphor for tolerance and acceptance in general, for other races, for other modes of belief, and other sexual orientations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I know. But I was like... And I just kept looking and be like, what are you talking about? Bro, okay. And then you in every other article I've read on this fucking website, the next line would be like, and that's bad.
Yeah.
Because Bible. It wasn't there.
Yeah, a link
because
to the
whoever
Bible.
Wrote this a year ago, because I looked at the top, this one weirdly actually had like an update link to it.
Yeah.
They had on it like, this was good. Like, this was recently checked.
Yeah.
The article also acknowledged evolution.
What?
Yeah, it acknowledged evolution in it. It also tried to like play it off a little bit because they are like, you know, in the conservative viewpoint of science, mutation is allowed because mutation's random, because without mutation, you can't have cancer.
Okay.
So like, and things randomly mutate. They won't accept a random mutation as a proof of evolution, though.
No, but it's proof of God's punishment because you're bad.
Yes, exactly. And that's kind of what they go with in this, talking about a different thing. And in their talk about evolution, they happen to mention that there was a loss of mutants, which means that this was written around the House of M cycle, which I think is like 2005, 2006, about when Conservapedia started.
Yeah.
And so like they're not even – these fuckers don't even know about the current X-Men run where like everybody was fucking everybody there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And they overcame death. They created their own mutant afterlife. They proved God wasn't real and then killed him twice. It's a whole thing in X-Men right now.
How do you kill something that's not real?
Girl.
What?
I'm not the writer.
Do you think that this guy who wrote this article is not so much a conservative as much as they're just like hardcore X-Men stan and they want to make sure that X-Men is represented well across all platforms?
I mean, that's possible. The other possibility, I think, which is really what happened, is they basically copied an X-Men article from something like Encyclopedia Britannica or something like that. And they copy-pasted it over. They changed a few terms here and there. And then they were like, cool, we have it. We need to have something in there. Because at the time... especially in the early 2000s, like X-Men was huge, because at the end of the article, they list all of the X-Men movies that have ever been made. And it actually has been updated and added in Deadpool 3, because they have Deadpool 1, Deadpool 2, because that's part of the X family.
Oh.
And but the rest of the article, like I said, it seems like it's frozen in 2006. So it was scraped from somewhere, it feels like, with some small changes here and there.
Was there a hyperlink to Luther King or Malcolm X?
There was no hyperlinks to anything else at all.
Wait, are there ads on this?
No.
How are they making money?
I think they get contributions. Let me go down to the bottom here. Let's see. So we're on the main page right now.
This is just a labor of love.
I was on the mobile version.
This is just a labor of love.
They have a donate area.
Oh.
You see here. There we go. That's the full. They have a donate. Like homeschool groups give to them. The main guy will, you know, raise money for it. Conservative groups will give to it. It's the other thing with websites like
this. It looks
this,
so much more terrible now that you're not in mobile view.
Yeah, it's even worse. They have addiction, obesity, and the Bible together.
That's be a fun Venn diagram to see what's in the middle.
Conservapedia works very similar to the same way of the giant conservative best-selling New York Times novels.
Okay.
Right. So like major books. So if you go and you look at somebody like Donald Trump Jr.
Donnie June.
Anytime they have a number one New York Times bestseller, look to the right of their title and there's a little dagger. And that little dagger indicates mass buying.
Yeah.
So one thing that conservatives do a lot of, because while they hate the New York Times, they love being a winner. So, oh my God, I'm number one New York Times bestseller. And you see that dagger. The dagger indicates that a conservative group has swooped in and bought 25,000 advanced copies of the book.
Okay.
And what they'll do is they will legitimately buy the book, mm-hmm. and they will store them, and they will be held in a back room, and they'll try to resell them at conservative events where they don't really sell, and they'll hold them or they'll give them away at party favors, and eventually they'll be thrown in a landfill.
Or sold at Ollie's. Because I've seen a lot of weird conservative books at Ollie's.
You'll see them there, and you also see them a lot of them at Goodwill.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But Goodwill,
I was at the Goodwill the other day, and the whole book section, which I was giggling, almost every single book was a Chicken Soup for the Soul book. Every type of soul, the hockey player, the teenage girl, the housewife. We got Chicken Soup for Your Soul, gal. And I started fingering through one of them and reading it, and I was like, this is a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
This is hell.
Yeah, no, they're all the worst. I remember when those chicken soup articles came out, those chicken soup books, they would always push them everywhere. And I was like, every aunt
had one in like the restroom.
Yeah.
It was, and I was like, I don't get this.
Okay, so the last thing you mentioned to me.
What was it?
Was Dolly Parton.
Of course I did. You said, what are your favorite things?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Dolly favorite Parton was people. On the list.
If they say anything bad about Dolly Parton, I swear to fucking God. I swear to God. Well, I'm going to find a way to destroy this website.
I have good news.
What is it?
There are no articles about Dolly Parton on Conservapedia.
Are you saying that Conservapedia doesn't acknowledge Dolly Parton exists?
She is in a list of country singers in the country music article. And there is a link that if you that her name is hyperlink.
Uh-huh.
And if you click on it, it says no article. Click here to join so you can write the article.
What?
Yeah.
That's almost more infuriating.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to talk about how she's like a conservative gal, but she's also really nice and generous and smart and funny and pretty much the best person in the world.
Yep. They did an article about Kid Rock, though.
Son of a bitch.
Kid Rock, real name Robert Ritchie, is a conservative musician from the state of Michigan. He is best known for his eclectic style of combining hip-hop with Southern rock. He supported Mitt Romney in 2012 and Donald Trump in 2016. Kid Rock considered running for the Senate in Michigan as a Republican in 2018, but ultimately decided not to.
Ultimately decided to open a bar in Nashville instead.
And sell Bud Light at it.
Well, yeah, of course you gotta sell Bud Light.
So that wasn't the one I originally looked up. I looked up the Chicks.
The Dixie Chicks?
Yes, because again, Conservapedia started in 2006, and that was right around when the Dixie Chicks had their huge thing.
Yeah.
So I'll just read you what I pulled up for them.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, are a female country music band. They're the only country group and the only female group of any genre to earn two consecutive Diamond Awards, which are given for albums that sell 10 million copies. And then I knew the rest of this was going to be a doozy.
It's going to be crazy.
Because, again, the Dixie Chicks were actually one of the first major celebrities to be canceled in the modern internet age.
Mm-hmm.
And they were canceled for speaking out against the Iraq War in 2003 at a concert in London.
Yep.
The article closes completely with this stunning paragraph.
Okay.
In 2020, the band changed its name to simply The Chicks.
Yeah.
Due to associations with slavery and racism surrounding the word Dixie.
Yes.
However, this is without considering that the word chick is seen by feminists as demeaning towards women.
Okay.
And then after that,
oh no,
it says their politics.
Mm-hmm.
The Dixie Chicks, they still call them the Dixie Chicks throughout the entire
article. Yeah, of course.
They love the dead name, yeah. Motherfucker. The Dixie Chicks' political views tend to be traditional racist Democrat.
What?
That's it.
That's what it says?
And it's in blue because you can click on racist Democrat. That's hyperlinked.
But Dolly Parton. So there's an article about racist Democrat?
Yeah, but not Dolly Parton. So just like,
so many thoughts. Also, like, wild to think that they got like canceled and it was like a thing. Now people just yell on the internet at celebrities all day.
Yeah, you just post through it. I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
In 2009.
All right.
Conservapedia.
2009. I'm trying to put myself back there. Whoa. Okay. Okay,
Obama just became president.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
In 2009, Conservapedia launched a new project.
Oh, good.
Okay. It's called the Conservative Bible Project.
Bad.
It's a new Bible translation.
No.
That removes all the liberal bias from previous translations of the Bible.
What do you mean?
Two of the largest removals are direct removals of statements by Jesus.
About being nice to people? Is it about being nice and loving your neighbor?
They removed the "let he who is without sin cast the first stone."
Okay.
And they also removed the line of "forgive them, Father, they know not what they are doing," as Jesus died on the cross.
Okay.
So that's who Phyllis Schlafly's son has been up to. He got a lot of criticism from a lot of people from that one, including some conservatives. But the Conservapedia is like this weird vestigial type of neocon.
This
conservative
is the weirdest
shit.
Thing that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
So far, I think that I've learned on this podcast. I didn't know there was an alternate universe Wikipedia that was filled with just the wildest misinformation that they teach to homeschool kids.
Well, I just found this article. It's called "The Causes of Homosexuality."
Is that pictures of Jewish people in the corner?
Yeah, it says homosexuality is rare in Orthodox Jews. For more information, okay, I'm not clicking that.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
Well, what are the reasons? We gotta
look out
for the signs.
Listen, I'm not reading these out loud.
Don't read them out loud.
Yeah.
Oh,
it says
no.
Here, eating salsa. What?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm kidding.
But I love it on scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Damn.
So what do you think?
I think that this is so weird and so nightmarish, but I do feel like when I'm trying to fall asleep tonight, I'm going to start scrolling on this and just giggling at different topics because it's so insane. And I think, well, it also concerns me that there's going to be a generation of children that were raised thinking this information is correct.
Yeah.
And one day they'll be able to vote.
Well, don't worry. Again, Joe Rogan has a lot of...
No, not Joe Rogan.
He's got a pretty big one.
No.
Video games actually has a pretty massive... They hate video games.
They hate video games?
Yeah, they hate video games, which is crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Well, because again, this is one of those things. So, you know, we've talked about guys like Pat Robertson and others on mm-hmm. here. There is this move that's now happening of like James Dobson, who runs Focus on the Family. Like, he hates video games with a passion. But the people who work around him are like, we can't tell kids and like people in their 30s now.
Yeah.
They all play video games. You can't tell them that's evil.
Yeah. It's the thing where like older generations still think millennials are like 18.
Yeah.
It's like these crazy millennials are still playing video games. And you're like, they're 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to get them to stop doing anything.
We are 40.
Yeah, we are 40.
Yeah. Millennials are destroying the paper napkin industry. I'm 40 years old.
Who has money for paper napkins,
babes? Oh, my God. Get a rag.
Yeah. You just put them in the laundry.
All right.
Come on.
So with that, we are going.
I am so concerned about everything I've just learned. And like, I don't even know how to process it. Anthony Bourdain, Dolly Parton, salsa, dogs, just in what?
Yeah.
And this is just out there.
This is just out there.
And you, okay. Dogs bite.
Yeah, they do.
Dolly Parton doesn't exist.
Does not in their world.
Not in the world.
Yeah. It's a sad, like, that's the thing is if you start going through it, you're like, this is a sad and lonely movement.
Yeah.
It reminds me very much of like the conservative subreddit because of how often like they lock down like they any dissent they'll flip out on and things like that. So anything that's controversial on their side, they always try to block out instead of again, there's a big side of a conservative side of like just post through it, just post through it, just post through it. And it's always just trying to move forward while never actually acknowledging the massive insanity. Because that's the thing is as I started going through some of these articles, I'm like, well, that one contradicts this one.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no because again, you run into the difficulty there is it's they're straight up telling you like, no, this isn't this whole wiki is an ideology. This isn't just a collection of data.
Yeah.
This is an ideology. So if dogs are defined because of the dominion that God gave over to man 10,000 years ago, then how the fuck did man take over dogs 32,000 years ago? And then instantly everything starts to fall apart. That's why dog is God spelled backwards.
Oh, God. Maybe we should do the shout outs.
All right. We'll do that right after this.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Pearlmania, 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 Pearlmania.
500.net.
.net.
That is the website you want to go to if you want to have your name shouted out at the end of every episode of Too Many Tabs.
And you should listen to these parts because we get really weird around this part.
And
of
we also
episode.
Drop a lot of lore.
It's true.
In between names.
Yeah.
You know, we've said it before and we're going to say it again. But we have quite a few names that we want to add onto the list.
Let's go.
These are the Pearl Maniacs that we are honoring today.
Let's go.
With their big shout outs.
I'm here.
And we just want to let you know that we're getting closer and closer. We're about 75 Patreons away. From reading book two.
Oh my God.
Of reading book two.
I'm
of
so
ACOTAR.
Excited for this.
So let's go ahead and greet these people by saying,
hey, hon, let's meet our team leaders.
I'm going to start off strong here.
Okay.
You ready for it, Mrs. P?
Yeah.
We're starting off with Courtney.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have Lucy S.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have G.
G?
Just G E E.
I love that. Hey, hon.
G. After that, we have Colton Schlegel.
Hey, hon.
Now, here's one thing I want to say about this week's group.
Okay.
Not a lot of underscores until we get to here.
All right.
Okay, ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
We have weak underscore knees for Mrs. P's underscore harsh underscore vowels underscore and underscore asthmatic underscore laugh.
Wow. Pointed.
Very pointed.
Right in my direction.
That they have weak knees for your harsh vowels and asthmatic laugh.
Yeah.
Do you want to acknowledge the asthmatic laugh?
Well, I do have asthma. I got it from the trash strike.
Yeah. Yeah. What a sentence. When the sanitation workers of Philadelphia went on strike back in the 80s.
Yeah, there was a lot of garbage in the neighborhood and a lot of people got sick.
Which almost ended our marriage in Greece.
Oh, right. Because we had to climb that hill and my asthma was killing me.
Part of our honeymoon was going to Santorini, which is a Greek island.
Yeah.
And we were taking a cruise and we got off the dock as at the bottom of a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two ways up.
Yep.
You can either take this gondola thing.
The tram thing
up.
Yep.
Which they do not accept at the time, did not accept any debit or credit cards mm-hmm. for. You had to have euros.
You had to have euros.
And this was just after the Greek financial crisis. Mm-hmm. So all the ATMs were empty.
Yep.
Or you could hire a donkey.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you guys know this. Also do not accept Visa or MasterCard.
Yeah. And the donkeys covered in fleas. They were jumping off of them.
Yeah. So I was like, well, why don't we just walk up this a little bit? And I tricked you to get about halfway up.
Yeah.
And that's when you had an asthma attack.
Yeah.
And that's when you informed me you had asthma.
It never came up before.
Yeah, I know. You're like, why wouldn't I need to know that I have asthma?
I think the other thing that really leads into the harshness of my asthmatic laugh was between the years of 2003 mm-hmm. and 2008, I was given a lot of free cigarettes by the Camel Company.
Yeah.
Specifically Camel Crushes.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if we've talked about this before, is a cigarette that used to have a little pod in it. I don't know if they make them anymore. A pod in the filter. Mm-hmm. And if you crack the pod, it made the smoke menthol.
Yeah.
And so they gave those out to us like candy for free for years.
If you went to any bar in Philadelphia, somebody would walk in for a while and with a suitcase full of cigarettes and be like, let me scan your ID and I'll give you 15 packs of cigarettes.
Free smokes.
All you have to do is promise you would never sue us for lung cancer ever in your life. And I'm like, I feel like that's not going to be legally binding. Gimme.
I'm in McGlinchey's in the thick smokeness.
Moving on, we have Nicole Hecht.
Hey, hon.
After that, I love this next person.
Okay.
Because their name, Never Enough Hammers.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell a quick little story, sidebar, about this hammer situation?
Okay, go ahead.
I cleaned our office the other day. This is where we record the podcast.
Yes.
Because I'm back from maternity leave and working my full-time job again.
Yep.
So I need to use this office as well. And as I was cleaning this office,
because your old office is now the nursery.
Yeah, now the old work from home office is now a nursery.
Yeah.
As I was cleaning up this room, I found three hammers.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. That makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. Because what it means is I went down to the garage mm-hmm. and I got a hammer.
Yeah.
And I brought it upstairs.
Yeah.
Because you asked me to hang a picture in the nursery.
Yeah.
And then I didn't want to walk back downstairs.
Okay.
So I put a hammer in this room because I don't want to be in the habit of leaving a hammer in the nursery.
Okay, I understand.
And then.
But there was already a hammer in this room.
Because a week ago, you would ask me to hang something else.
But you could, okay, but you could have just come back in and get that other original hammer.
Well, see, I don't have a staging area in this room yet.
Just the hammer staging?
No, this is.
Oh my God, what if I got you, you know how I store all my chef's knives on that metal thing on the fridge?
Yeah.
What if we got you that type of magnet for your hammers so you could stage them around the house?
I'm not against.
Dangerous for babies.
I'm not against putting like a pegboard or something in here. Just one of those. We'll work on it. It doesn't
too many. Not never enough hammers.
Never
hey,
enough
hon.
Hammers. Hey, hon. All right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
A lot of underscores on this one. Ready?
Okay.
Underscore shitting.
Mm-hmm.
Underscore farting.
Mm-hmm.
Underscore crying.
Uh-huh.
Underscore throwing up. Uh-huh. Underscore on. Underscore men. Underscore.
Yeah. My 20s.
Shitting, farting, crying, throwing up on men.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Hey, hon.
That's basically, that's the life.
Hey, what's up?
This next name, they reached out to me just to let me know that their pronunciation.
Okay.
Because their name is Norwegian.
All right.
They are from Norway.
Nice.
Which, amazing.
Hey, cool. Look at our reach.
I know. This is pretty great. But they gave me the phonetic spelling.
Okay.
I'm going to try it.
I'm ready.
And I'm going to try my best Norwegian.
Let's go.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Steenen Petersen Lenordi.
You did, in fact, sound like the Swedish chef.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give you credit for your hooked on phonics verbiage of that.
It's the last word, like Stina, Stina Petersen,
mm-hmm.
because it looks like Peterson, but it's Petersen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the Liniorde. That's where I'm trying to land it. And I feel like it was one of those ones where the spin was good.
Yeah.
If this was the Olympics, the spin would be good.
The landing?
But I double stepped on the landing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but you did great. Hey, hon.
Let's just say hey, hon to them.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have Endwana underscore deserved underscore better.
Is Enduana from something we know?
No, I had to look that up, actually. They were the daughter of Sargon of Akkad, not the YouTuber, which I'm not explaining to you. Sargon of Akkad was a Mesopotamian ruler, and their daughter was a high priestess.
I'm sure that ended poorly.
She deserved better.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what this person is saying. And lastly,
all right,
we have a Fed tier.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, let's go.
So a Fed tier, and I'm going to read you the name, and this is going to strike you very differently than the running joke we've had.
Okay.
The last name here, Fed tier. I wish I had a drum roll. Okay, stop that. That's picked up weird on the microphone. Let's hear it for Jet underscore Blue underscore Chews.
Oh, let's go. You know what, though? Blue Chews can suck a butt.
Yeah?
They can suck a butt.
Why? You want to explain why? But not JetBlue Chews.
Not JetBlue Chews. They're cool.
JetBlue Chews, you are amazing.
They're awesome. Thank you to our Patreon. Hey, hon. Blue Chews.
The organization.
The company.
Yes.
That sells gummy, chewable Viagras over the internet.
Yes.
They can suck a butt.
Okay. Because we have been trying for over a year now.
Yeah.
And they officially declined
us. They officially refused
to do anything with us.
To do any type of collaboration with us in any way.
If you're an Andrew Tate clone, Blue Chews right there.
Oh, they're right there.
Are you a washed up wrestler? Blue Chews right there. Yeah. Are you a fun podcast that has a reach of people whose dicks actually work? Blue Chew doesn't want to talk
to
you.
Our listeners' dicks work too well is what's happening. And they did the numbers and they said they don't need the product.
No, they don't need it. Because listen, we get a lot of messages. We get a lot of Patreon messages. We get a lot of emails from couples who listen to us together.
Yeah.
They go on road
trips together. Happy couples.
They're folding laundry together.
They're communicating.
You know what they aren't doing? They aren't going onto a shady website and talking to someone via Zoom who then writes them a prescription to email them gummy bears that give them boners in a fucking paper bag.
So what I'm saying is Blue Chew can suck a butt.
Yep. And what we're saying is we are always looking for affiliates.
Blue Chew doesn't want us because we got too many working boners in the in our listener batch.
But that has been all of our Patreons this month, this week.
This week.
And that has been too many tabs.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, Mrs. P, do you have any final words for the people out there?
Everybody have a good week. Okay, listen. Mm-hmm. We just sprung the clocks forward. I'm sorry. It's the worst. We're already over it.
Yeah.
But the sun is coming. Mm-hmm. Our seasonal depression is going to go away.
It just hailed.
We are going to get through this, everybody.
We're almost there, y'all.
Enjoy your week.
Enjoy your week. Thank you guys so much for continuing to listen to us. Like, subscribe, comment, especially on Apple Podcasts. We'd love to read your comments over there, and we look forward to seeing all of you soon. Patreon.com/ProMania500 if you want to become a Patreon and get us to our 750 follower goal, and then I'll read that really horny fairy book about soup.
Too many frauds and too many scammers that we wish weren't real. Too many cons and too many spammers, and we're starting to feel like we've got too many tabs open. It's too many tabs. Remember to smile.